All right, Jim, I want to thank everyone for being here this evening. Thankful for your dedication. We want to remember a lot of folks in our prayers, especially this evening, Brenda Johnson and her mother. Please keep that family in your prayers. And, of course, we have many that are struggling with a lot of illnesses. So make sure you grab a bulletin. He's got them out early, and we have our prayer list. And if you have your Bible for a devotional, I just wanted to mention just a couple things about Mark chapter 4. Mark 4th chapter, and something I've been thinking about lately, and I was going to talk a little bit about it on Sunday, is more of the idea of hearing and listening. Right? We've talked about that in the past, we're going to talk about it a little bit more. You know, the idea of the difference between hearing and listening, something that I struggle with a lot, And a lot of different areas. Not only sometimes someone's talking to me, I hear but I'm not listening, but I find myself sometimes, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I don't know if anyone listens to audiobooks. You know, there's times I'm listening to it, and I realize I've been listening for 20-something plus minutes, and I don't know what was said on there. So I'll go back to my little timer, and I'll realize that I missed 23, I don't remember any of this. I'll go back and keep going back. Or the other day, one of the books I was reading in the library, 1776 by David McCollum, by George Washington, I think I read about 3 pages before I realized I had no idea what I just read. Right? You do that? Right? You hear, but you're not listening. You're reading, but you're not paying attention. How about if you went to a doctor? And the doctor tells you of a serious condition for you or a loved one. You know, are you listening then? Yeah. And you want to know the deep, what is the detail? What do I need to do? Well, what's the plan here to take care of? Then we're listening. Now, Jesus taught, and he often began, ended his parables and teachings with, "He who has ear, let him hear." Mark 4th chapter verse 9, again in verse 23, actually a couple more times there in the book of Mark. You know, and it sounds like a strange statement at first, right? Everybody's got ears, right? Well, why would he say that? The word here for hear is akouo. In the original language, it's the idea of giving careful attention. Something very neat here, if you're there in the book of Mark. You see this same word. See this word here, it's more than just hearing, giving careful attention, but it also carries with it the idea of obeying. Of obeying. Hearing and obeying together. Now, our language, you know, that just, you know, doesn't seem to work like that. But this, in the language of the New Testament, it does. Because it's the same word used, right? Mark chapter 4, verse 41, I just... right before that, verse 9 there, talks about he who has ear, let him hear. The same words can be used. Verse 41. Right? After Jesus calmed the storm, you know, the disciples are amazed. And they remarked here, even the wind and the sea obey him. That's the same word for ear. Isn't that neat? Isn't that interesting? So the wind and the sea clearly heard Jesus and obeyed him. That's what this word means. He who has an ear, let him hear, let him obey. Let him hear the words of Jesus. Do a careful study of the words of Jesus and obey. That's what this word means. So when Jesus says he who has an ear, or has ears to hear, let him hear, he means to listen carefully in order to do or to obey what he's talking about. Really pay attention. Look deep into the things that you're being told. Right? That's the idea here. I would suggest to you that, you know, that's hard sometimes. Right? That's hard. And so we need to hear. We need to obey. You know, are you paying attention in Bible class or during lessons? Or are you paying attention when you're reading God's Word? Right? Are you just reading to read? Are you just coming to church to come to church? Or do you want to be corrected and changed and convicted by the Word of God? Well, then you got to listen. You got to hear. got a tape? No. You know, and I need to ask myself this question here continuously. Do I have ears to hear what God is saying to me? And I need to take time to listen and respond to that. So he who has ears to hear, let him hear. If you're here this evening and you've never obeyed the gospel, listen. It's that important. You might never get another opportunity. Or maybe you've done that and along the way you lost your way. Listen. He who has ears to hear needs to really listen. Right, where do you stand in your relationship with God if you've been reconciled? Were you once reconciled, then fell? You know, the thing about it is you can take care of that this evening. Right? And the host of heaven will rejoice at your decision. What a great thing. What a great thing. He can change your life right now, right here. We show the love of God in your response to that. And so if you have any this evening, please let somebody know as we stand. As we stand.